We've had an extremely busy week as we get down to the last few days of the legislative session, but we just had a priority issue of ours dealing with the increase of truck weights pass out of the Senate with a Senate substitute to the House version. So that will now go to a conference committee, which we expect early next week to work out the differences between the House and Senate bill. But that's been a priority of agribusiness and forestry and several other industries throughout the legislative session. We think it'll put us on a more level playing field with our competitors in other states in the Southeast, allow us to move products more efficiently in the state of Georgia, and as well as just make it where the rules are clear for our agribusinesses in the state.
So where do things actually stand with that bill and maybe a couple other ones that you all have been tracking?
For that bill specifically, because it was a different version passed in the Senate than the House, it now goes back to what's called a conference committee where they'll work out the differences in the bill and then put them before both chambers to be voted on. Once again, we'll be working to make sure that bill is in the best form possible when it comes out of that conference committee. And again, that'll happen at the late hours of session, I'm sure, as agriculture bills seem to be debated there at the end. But we also had some other things that received favorable consideration this week in the House. They passed that ag conservation easement program that Commissioner Tyler Harper has been pushing and we've been supporting as well. So that's good news. The biggest hang-up right now is a difference between the House and the Senate on their budget proposals. So they're at somewhat of a standstill on their versions of the budget. And as we've talked about many times, the budget is the one thing that they constitutionally have to do in order to have a successful session.